Yeah. It'll be powered by cats.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And this is the Season 5 opener.
Starting it up.
Welcome to 2014.
Rev your engines.
We've been here. We've been in 2014 for like a good 20 hours now.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy has happened yet.
I mean.
Yet.
No, I'm good. I mean, I woke up this morning, so I guess that's good.
That's something. You're good.
Surprising
start.
After last night.
Good start to 2014. Waking up is one of them. Second best thing, listening to this show. Third best thing, going to the websites. What websites are there?
Oh, man. Well, there's Google, but I mean, it's cool. It has its own thing, but go to exppoints.com.
That's two P's.
Double tap that P.
What other websites are there?
I mean, Yahoo still exists.
What about the Facebook site that we have now?
Oh,
it's
Facebook?
Like facebook.com/experiencepoints.
How did we get that? I'm still blown away.
You go to facebook.com/experiencepoints and you'll find all of the stuff. We're there. You can even go there and then go to the exppoints.com website.
Yeah. I mean, it's the internet. It's magical.
No, seriously. Check us out on exppoints.com and facebook.com/experiencepoints. But also,
Best places on the internet.
Go to KSLU.org. We're there. If you're listening on the radio right now, 90.9 FM,
then
KSLU,
you're very close to Southeastern. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. You get us kind of in New Orleans, a little bit in.
Can we reach New Orleans?
I think we can even
at
reach.
At night, if you hold your leg up?
Yeah, we can even get into Mississippi, like the top bit of Mississippi, or the bottom bit of Mississippi,
oh, wow.
Where there's the plateau of Louisiana.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But we're online on the internet stream. You can go and check us out at KSLU.org and click on the Listen Live every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Check us out anywhere in the world. Again, that's 9 to 10 central.
Anywhere in the world with internet connection.
Central time zone. Yeah, you have to have internet.
Yeah, it's a little caveat there.
But if you missed the show, that's cool. Go to the website, exppoints.com. All of our shows are there.
Just waiting for you.
In addition to that, and we're actually going to talk about what we did last few weeks.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. The reviews that we post up there, the podcast that we post up there, the mini-cast reviews. Red
Bear
is now
adding content.
He's a contributing member to the site now.
After a year.
But that's fine.
Or a season. It's really a year.
One season.
It feels weird because we switched years, and so I feel like I've already been here a year.
Oh, I know. So you actually did a review of the Fitbit, and that's posted online.
Yeah,
still
Fitbit,
loving it, though.
And there's some other things, too. I kind of talk about the White Monster and Clear American Waters and stuff. Yeah, check it out. If you want to be all healthy like Red Bear, get on there.
We're not getting paid by Fitbit. We're just he's losing weight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's New Year's, right? You all said you're going to lose
it.
Right? I know you.
The
I know you geeks and nerds.
That's
it. Wanting to lose weight. Get a Fitbit and lose it.
I feel like there needs to be a treadmill connected to the W key on every shooter out there. Like, want to run forward?
Oh, God.
You know, I know some geeks did that. They wired it up. But,
yeah, I've seen it.
What you been playing?
What have I been playing? Still Remember Me. I've been gaming the crap out of that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I picked up a new game that I previously made a joke about.
Of course you did.
I made a joke about it a while back whenever we were talking about the Steam box. And
what is it, Matt?
It's Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Oh my God.
I picked it up.
You bought it?
I bought it. I bought that and the Going East DLC. And I've got to say, I am totally into this game.
Nope, we're done. We're not doing this show anymore, Matt.
We're done.
We're done. Bye.
I saw one of our friends playing it on Steam, and I messaged her. I was like, "So how you like driving them trucks?" She's like, "It's totally cool."
I bought me a trucker hat and everything.
I need a steering wheel for it, so I got it off of the holiday sale, which is still going on. Two more days. Check that out on Steam.
Get your snow globes.
If you haven't got your snow globes, get your snow globes on. So I imagine the last day it's going to be like, here's all the sales. Buy all of it.
For 99.9% off.
I mean,
you know what? Gabe just wants you to have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like Merry Christmas, I think. The Euro Truck Simulator 2 is, I don't know if there was a first one. I don't know if there's Euro Truck Simulator.
Well, if they have a 2, I'm assuming.
Maybe it's just, I thought it was a joke game, but then I look at this game, it's really well done. It is really well done. I'm sure it's done better than like Farming Simulator 2, but.
Yeah, it's not as good as Train Simulator.
Maybe not, but I know that this is it's a very in-depth game. I put it on the hard mode without using the steering wheel. Like I've got actual gears. I got like 12 gears. And
because
it's a big truck, and I'm shifting gears, and it's like I'm used to shifting gears on like a motorcycle or on a car, which has a lot of pickup, a lot of acceleration. These trucks don't have that much acceleration;
they have torque.
Yep, and you know what? Backing a tractor trailer up is hard. Even in a game.
That's why people do this as a profession.
It's very well fleshed out. That's what I did. I've been playing that. I've been playing some Starbound, and I've been playing Risk of Rain. If you haven't picked up
Risk of Rain.
If you have not picked Risk of Rain up, it is an up to four co-op online multiplayer type of game where it's a permanent death type of game. You play until you die.
Nice.
And if everyone in your team dies before you get to the next level, you have to start the game over. That's it. You're done.
I will tell you one thing I did with Steam is I selected to download all my undownloaded games.
Yep.
That turned out to be 150 games.
Wow.
Yeah, it took up like 300 gigs.
Your internet provider is loving you. Now, everyone in your apartment complex.
No, I actually get warnings from them about well, they're not warnings, but they ask you. They're like, you use a lot of bandwidth. You mind backing off? Other people want the internet too. So I'm just hoping the day doesn't come where they treat us like cell phone companies where you get like
they
4 gigs.
They start throttling you? Yeah, that would
suck. Well, no, they'll start throttling. They say they don't. They do. Shut up.
Yeah, you know, I would love to download. In fact, I've started looking at a lot of the – especially when I was downloading Euro Truck Simulator 2. I only have like 7 more gigs on my hard drive, and I've got a ton of games. Like Steam Holiday Sale, you have put me through the ringer because I have downloaded every game with the intent of immediately playing it.
I remember whenever I thought a terabyte drive was huge. I'll never use that much space.
Yeah, it's on a terabyte drive, and it is gone. It is done. It is exploded.
I'm looking at like 3 terabyte drives right now. I'm like – I can fit like 6 of these in my computer.
I used to have my music collection, which was about 300 gigs of audio on that drive, and it shared that with the games.
Remember whenever 30 gigs was a lot of music?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Man.
You only had 30 gigs.
The iPod came out, 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Right.
Wow.
I've gone to Spotify, so I deleted all my music because...
Right, because you just stream it now.
Right, right. I have all the CDs. The CDs are in the attic, you know, and I deleted it off there because... I guess I
still buy CDs. I don't know why.
I like buying CDs.
I'm old. That's what it is.
I bought some records. I realize, though, I need a really good record player to continue to justify buying records. And otherwise, like, it's just not worth it to me. But, you know, I have the media somewhere, and now I have it streamed.
Can't play it.
So 300 gigs is, 300 gigs is gone off this hard drive.
I
filled it up with games.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Though, if you really want to hate your life, go to Google Steam Calculator. And find out, you want to get depressed, find out how many games you've played, how much money you've spent, and what a percentage of the games you've actually played. I think I haven't played something like 40% of the games I actually own.
I
own over 3 grand worth of games. It is ridiculous. But, so that's crazy. That's what I did. Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Euro Truck, wow.
Really, really
I'm stuck on Remember Me. Great game.
Let's go ahead and I'm going to bring up something that was brought up to us on the Facebook page. We had a gentleman suggest that we do we asked for comments and criticisms about how the show was doing and how season 4 was going. And we got one response saying that he would really like to see a retro video game segment.
Which is a great idea.
It's a fantastic
idea. There's a lot
idea.
Of old games.
Yes. We were talking about it before the show, and I think we're going to go ahead and deem retro as being anything PS2 and back. So
I want y'all to think about that for a minute. PlayStation 2 is now retro.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Kind of crazy. PS3 was released, I think, in 2005, 2006. Which is
crazy.
A while back. That's almost 10 years ago.
I hear there's a PS4 out now.
There's a PS4 out now. I've got my thought. You know, before the retro gaming segment, we're going to go ahead and talk about PS4 because I have a PS4 now.
Yeah.
And I have Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. You know what? I would wait. I would wait on getting all next-gen consoles. We're going to go through some of the games that are coming out next year or this year for the... For the PS4, for the Xbox One, and for
You've
the Wii.
Highlighted on all your papers.
I've got like a notepad
everywhere.
Yeah,
all over the studio.
My tablet died. So like
the Nexus 7.
Yeah, the Nexus 7.
What'd you
finally
do?
Died. No, I mean it just ran out of battery.
Oh.
So I had everything marked on that, and then that
Scared
went down.
Me, Matt.
So now I have like all of the games that are coming out, like scribbled down and highlighted.
All over the studio.
I would wait though, because to be completely honest, like I've looked at the PS3 and the PS4 versions of Assassin's Creed 4. They're not so different, and the games aren't revolutionarily different, like, at their core.
Until they stop, like, making them for both systems, because you're going to lose something on that. If you're
Absolutely.
Trying to work on old hardware, I mean, it's the same thing as games port from console to PC. It's not as nice as one that was natively built for PC.
I completely agree, and that's what I'm seeing a lot of. You know, people were complaining
right now,
about
that's what's going to happen.
They were complaining about how Assassin's Creed 4 wasn't a good Assassin's Creed game, but it was a good pirate game. I'll stand by that. Yeah, I think it's a good pirate game. However,
like pirates.
At the same time, it's the Assassin's Creed engine. All of the stuff, you know, somebody said, I don't like running across fields and jumping into haystacks. You still totally do that. You just do it, and then you jump on a ship, and you go sailing, and then you get to, you know, fight with the controls and the sea, and yar, matey. You know, it's just...
Make sure you drink some rum while you play.
I'm waiting for the why is the rum all gone? The rum's always gone reference.
You're waiting for that reference?
I'm waiting for that reference.
Don't you love how every modern, like, pop game has to have a reference to something like
that?
Yeah,
it's kind of annoying.
It's really annoying.
There's no originality under the sun, but... you know,
the original's already been made.
I don't think anyone should hurry, and I hurried, but I don't think anyone should hurry to get the next gen consoles. It's one of those, like, I feel I got it to review it. I got it so that I'd be ready, but there's nothing out there for it. I don't play the PS4 as much as I play the PS3 because there is nothing for it.
I mean, again, the PS3's been out forever.
Well, absolutely.
And has a larger library.
Even Battlefield 4, like Battlefield 4, I have it for PC. The Call of Duty Ghost, if I was to buy it, I'd get it for PC.
PC gaming master race.
Right,
I know.
Right.
I'm on that bandwagon.
Yes,
my graphics card costs more than your new gen console.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll have it a lot longer, I imagine. Well, maybe you won't. Nah, that's not how computers work.
Don't lie to yourself, Matt. That's what you tell yourself when you bought it, but you're like,
yeah,
6 months later.
I'll never get rid of this graphics card. There are several games that we're going to talk about after the break that are coming out that I would continue to say, you know, until these games start coming out, until there's like three really good games out, don't bother getting a next gen console. But once those three games come out, do it to it.
There you go.
The retro segment, again, PlayStation 2 and back. So PS1, PS2, NES, of course, sure. We probably won't review things like Atari because...
Well, unless someone wants to donate an Atari to us, I'll play Pong and let you know my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, but the games are kind of done to death. Like, we've all
They're
played Pong.
Done to death.
Yeah, we've played Pong before. We've played Pitfall and Pitfall 3D. It's just not... It's like playing Castle Wolfenstein, you know, Wolf 3D.
Coincidentally, I downloaded that for on Steam with
nice.
All my other games.
Nice.
And also returned to Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, the new remake. Well, the first remake.
We're old now, remember?
Right, I remember that.
That happened a long time ago.
So that's what we're going to deem as retro. For our first retro game, Bear and I have a special
love. We're taking
love.
Us back.
We have a special
this
love.
This is PC gaming.
This is like 1994,
yeah, this
I
is
believe. Was it 92?
I think it was 92, dude.
It was a while back.
It was a DOS game, so we're going all the way back. We're not even talking Windows here.
This is remember when you had to almost have joysticks to play games?
Yeah, I have my joystick. I used to play it. It was called a Joyman.
The Joyman?
Which sounds odd now that I say it out loud.
you saddled up your stick and you played it. You used to have game ports. You didn't have USB. USB wasn't a thing.
Actually, funny story on that. I remember the first time I saw a USB joystick, my neighbor got one. He was like super into computers. He's a little bit older than me. He got one. It was this giant thing, and you had to plug it into the wall to give it power. Well, he didn't read the instructions. He plugged it right into a USB port. It tried to suck like 15 volts out of a USB port.
Nice.
And just burned it up.
Wow. Yep. Wow, I can't imagine.
So everyone that just plugs something into a USB port, you don't know how lucky you are these days.
Yeah, well, you get everything powered through USB,
yeah.
or at least a breaker somewhere, something that says no, you can't do that.
Yep.
We are maybe you've guessed it. You know, if you know who we are, but we are talking about the fantastic game and world of Descent.
Descent.
Go ahead, take it away, Red Bear. Describe
Am
a little
I
bit
describing
about
describing Descent. All right,
because we're gonna have a full featured review on the site. We'll probably both tag team it and contribute and let you know our real thoughts. But Descent, go ahead.
Descent. Well, it's a 3D six axis maze shooter game. You are the material defender for the Post Terrain Mining Corporation. Your job is to go in and solve their robot problem. The robots are hacked.
They're hacked. They're causing some.
They've gone crazy.
It's causing some havoc.
They've arrested all the miners. They've put them in these.
Oh yeah, they did.
They
put
arrested
all
the miners and they put them in these detention blocks that were in a mine. Don't worry about it. And
I feel like they're like modified storage closets, but
we'll go with that. I like that? Modified storage closet.
Quick, all the chemicals. All the chemicals are like, no, no, bot 0751. Put all the miners in there. Take the chemicals out.
When we say miners, we don't mean little people. We mean people who, like, chisel at rocks.
Oh, yeah, like rock miners.
So, yeah, no miners were harmed in the making
of
this video
game. Not like kids
game.
That like rock music either. Yeah. We're talking about, like, mineral miners.
Yeah, mineral miners. And then you have to go in, solve the robot problem by blowing up robots and all, but there's a lot of robots, so you can't.
Hold on, because I didn't realize how dark of a game this actually could be. You had to beat each level by going and hitting the reactor.
Yeah, okay. I was getting to that. Yeah. So to take out the mine, you have to like blow up the core reactor, which I guess is a power plant.
Yeah.
And also apparently sentient. But you have to blow it up and escape.
Right.
That's what made it really cool.
So because
this is a puzzle maze shooting game.
The problem,
you had to remember where the exit was.
The problem was you have to find the exit sort of before.
Before.
And the exit. Pro tip,
find the exit before you blow up the reactor.
The exit could be on the other side of the mine.
Yeah.
And in several places it was. And you had to, you know, kill enough robots because I don't think there were spawners.
Oh, yes, there were.
Oh, yeah, no, I do remember there were material spawners that would infinitely spawn robots.
So you can't actually kill all the robots.
Right. But you kill enough, you fight your way to the reactor, you kill the reactor.
You have to go collect keys to unlock doors to eventually get to the reactor.
All of a sudden, everything starts earthquaking.
Yeah, the entire screen's shaking, and it actually messes up your movements.
You have to.
Like, you'll suddenly jump, you know, like 30 pixels to the left or something.
You have
like
to
that.
Race out of there in like under a minute. Or
yeah,
something.
I think it was T-minus 60 seconds.
You had this giant T-minus countdown of your demise.
Seconds.
And you had to get to the exit. And then you
And the
you
screen's
escaped.
Getting wider and wider and brighter and brighter the whole time. Explosions are happening everywhere.
It was so good.
Oh, my God. And that is the most intense I've ever felt. Once you blow up the reactor, you're like, yeah. And that countdown starts, you're like, crap.
Yeah, I really...
You're sweating bullets. You're just... Oh, man.
I mean, I'm
standing up at points going, come on, we can make this. We got this.
I think it's a super geeky game because it's literally
my favorite game. That's why I got some mad love for Descent, by the way.
And the entire series, the third one kind of fell off.
Well, the third one wasn't made by Interplay. We'll say that.
That's something we should bring up. It was made by Interplay, who also made Earthworm Jim. Yeah, made a couple other things.
Yeah, Earthworm Jim was fun. But Interplay, by gamers, for gamers, and died.
Yeah.
But now they're back-ish?
Didn't Interplay also do Wolf 3D? Or was that... That was ID. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm bad. I apologize.
Matt.
The coolest thing about Descent, something that I thought was really awesome, was that it had 6 degrees of full freedom. You had pitch, yaw,
in like 1992,
and rotate, and it was smooth. It was so smooth. It was like, you know, at least 30 frames a second, but probably more. And you know, I never used a joystick.
I had a joystick. I had a Joyman. It was awesome.
I always used the keyboard.
I remember that Christmas.
The Descent control scheme was not an easy control scheme.
No.
You used the number pad.
The A and Z was your forward and back thrusters.
Right. And then
what was rotate?
Rotate. I used rotate for it was like your 7 and 9 on your number pad. And then your pitch down was an 8, and your pitch up, I believe, was either the 5 or the 2. And it was just so good. Every key on that keyboard, I think, was used for something. Maybe not in the first game, but surely by the third game, every key was being used to fire flares and do stuff with your guide bot.
Oh, you remember that when games used every key on the keyboard, like MechWarrior?
It
was
so
awesome.
It was so intense. And MechWarrior 3 is a good one.
That's one of my favorite MechWarriors. By the way,
MechWarrior 3 is my favorite MechWarrior.
Yeah, the
problem with games now is that the controls are simplified. There's no need for products like the Z boards, where you would buy. I don't know if anyone remembers that. You know,
bought a Z board.
While we're going retro, Z board was a keyboard platform.
It was a terrible time in my life.
That you bought inserts for. You bought these little square panels that would fold out into a full size keyboard that was just a big rectangle that would snap on top of your keyboard, and it would have pre-cut, pre-aligned keyboard layouts.
Like,
that
it changed your keyboard completely.
It wasn't like
a QWERTY keyboard anymore.
Right, it was a keyboard for a game like MechWarrior or for Descent. And it would show you, it would have a cool design, and it would show you which keys did what. It would say it by name. So you would just have to know. It wouldn't, you know, you still use it sort of like a QWERTY keyboard, but only for the sake your hands were in the same place.
Yeah.
It was just really, you could like look, you could eyeball, you know, the keyboard and figure out, what's my escape button? Oh, Z. And you hit it. What's my alpha strike? 0. You know, bam.
Yeah. Actually, Razer made one for MechWarrior Online. Like, oh, a wow. custom keyboard for it.
See, that's pretty nice. That means I hope MechWarrior Online takes off because...
I still haven't bought it yet.
I won't buy it until it's had some growing time, but...
So back to Descent, I looked it up and we have facts for you. It was actually released in North America on February 28th, 1995.
Wow, okay, so we were both sort of wrong. Yeah. It's been re-released subsequently, though, on several platforms.
Yeah, OS, Mac OS was 95 also. Acorn... Archimedes, oh wow, was March 17th. PlayStation 1 was January 26th, 1996. In Japan, March 12th, 1996 in North America.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Oh, wait, okay, so it was released separately on PlayStation in Japan and America. It didn't take a whole year to get to Japan on PC, did it?
No, I'm assuming. No, it was never released on PC. Oh,
okay,
in Japan. So they got it on PlayStation.
That's kind of crappy, though, because I can't imagine playing it for the first time ever on a PlayStation. Not that the PlayStation couldn't support the power.
They did release Descent Maximum on the PlayStation, which I own. And it's basically the same thing, except I think there may be a few different levels, and they have cutscenes.
Yeah.
Descent had cutscenes, but it was a still image and text. This is like voice actors and stuff.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it.
I never played Descent for the story. The story...
Material Defender.
The story...
Material Defender, come on.
The story was not...
I will say, though, by today's standards, it's a very simple story, but at the end of the game, there is a plot twist.
Yeah, there's a... Well, at the end of... I know at least 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've ever beaten 3.
I think I gave up on 3. It was dumb.
I don't know. Let's just put it out there. You know, it was really cool... I didn't play for the story, but the multiplayer at the time.
The multiplayer at the time blew my mind.
I would liken it to games like Shattered Horizon, where you had 6 degrees of freedom, you were in space. Maybe you weren't as fleshy as you are in Shattered Horizon. You know, you puncture your suit or whatever, and all of a sudden everything's down.
Yeah, I do like that feature on Shattered Horizon, but that's not retro yet.
No, it's not retro yet. Give it a year.
But, oh, by the way, also supposedly WiiWare TBA since 2010.
Yeah, yeah. they said Holiday 2010 is going to release Descent for the Wii. Negative August 20. As of now, still in development.
Pattern is full.
But that's okay. We're going to go ahead and cut to an audio track real quick so you can listen to some music. First music track of 2014. This is First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City and Night Force by Power Glove. You're listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And that was Night Force by Power Glove before that First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. I really like Night Force.
Man, I love me some Power Glove.
Power Glove is some really...
So bad.
It's like 80s in the best way. There's actually a...
The good parts of the 80s.
It's the best parts of the... It's like the Hotline Miami type of 80s where...
Which was an excellent game.
It's actually a really, really fantastic game. I beat it the other day and it's really awesome. There's a Kickstarter out there. It's called Kung Fury. It is a fantastic movie project that these guys from Sweden are trying to put on. Please go and back it. We're gonna go ahead and have in the show notes on the site Kung Fury's link. I think they got a couple more days up, or maybe like 10 or 15 days up on their Kickstarter. Watch the trailer. The trailer by itself is amazing. Just as a summary, 80s loose cannon kung fu master cop goes back in time to defeat Hitler. Who's the Kung Fuhrer?
My mind is blowing.
Accidentally hacks time too much and goes back to the Viking era and has to get Thor's help to take down Hitler in the future. It's the best.
It seems like an easy job for Thor.
Maybe, but there's all these Nazis. It's really awesome. You need to check it out. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and check out some of the upcoming games of this year, this brave new year. Let's go ahead and start off in the Januarys.
Reading off the papers.
I'm reading off the papers, Metal Gear.
I'm covered in papers. I just want everyone to understand this. They are
everywhere. We're Scrooge McDucking in papers.
It's ridiculous.
For being obnoxious and rich.
Charge your dang tablet.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance for the Windows platform, released on Steam. You can actually pre-order it. I did pre-order it.
Of course you did.
It's releasing on the 9th, so in only 8 days, you can play Metal Gear Rising Revengeance on the Windows platform. After that, Assassin's Creed Liberation HD, both on PSN, Windows, and the Xbox Live Arcade, January 14th and 15th. I'm actually really looking forward to Liberation. I skipped it on the Vita because I didn't particularly – I heard bad things. Like, I heard that it wasn't really a good Assassin's Creed game.
Are they saying that about Black Flag now?
Yeah, but I like Assassin's Creed. Like, I know some people really don't like it. I like Assassin's Creed.
It's not my I'll be honest. It's not my favorite. But a lot of people – there is a crowd that loves it.
I think it's – it's not as good as, like, Mass Effect. I really like Mass Effect.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, if we're going to talk story.
I really like Mass Effect.
I still haven't played 3. I think I'm going to do it this year.
I really like Mass Effect, and I really like Metal Gear Solid. And I play both of those for story.
Yeah.
And even though they're convoluted and they converge and diverge so much between themselves, Assassin's Creed tries to stay coherent most of the time. They take liberties with history, but I will probably get Assassin's Creed Liberation if it's available on Steam, which I believe it will be, or Ubisoft's Uplay, whatever. You've got Tomb Raider Definitive Edition coming out January 28th for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Now, what's the Definitive Edition?
Definitive Edition.
Tomb Raider 1?
No. It's Tomb Raider 2013 Edition.
Okay,
but
it's
with bigger and better textures, higher definition. Essentially, all the graphics turned on ultra. PC.
Okay, so what we have on PC already.
Right. It's the nicer
PC
version.
PC Gaming Master Race.
And somewhere in January, you're going to have Halo Spartan Assault for the Xbox 360. I've heard nothing about this game.
Spartan Assault? I mean, I've heard of Halo 5.
I've heard of Halo 5.
Where, yeah.
We watched a trailer, the opening trailer, the announcement trailer for Halo 5.
I wonder who that was in that parka.
Yeah, I know. I hate when games do this, you know, big reveal, like, you know, oh, it's, you know, they do it with every, I think they did it with Halo 4 or Halo 3's trailer, too. Like, the same exact thing.
You know what? I'm going to say that's probably a prediction of how the game's going to be. Since they did the trailer like Halo 3, it's probably going to be that bad.
Oh, I'm thinking it's going to be what? Halo 3 again?
Yeah, pretty much.
On February 4th, you got Fable Anniversary Edition, which Fable. I believe is a remake of Fable 1.
Okay.
I don't particularly like Lionhead Studios or Peter Molyneux, so if he's heading this up, which I believe he is, I probably will never play
like
it. I don't like the Fable games. I could care less.
I mean, they're – well – they're an investment in time.
Yes.
I mean, if you really want to put the time into it, you got to realize when you start playing a Fable game, you're committed.
Yeah,
you are committed.
I have too much sporadic gaming nature in me that I will want to play.
That's how I am. Again, I talked last week about open world games, how I never finish them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah, I like... You know, it's one of those things. I think the quote from Tara Long on Rev 3 Games, she says, if I had to be stuck on an island for 50 years with one game, it'd be Skyrim. Because you could play Skyrim for about 50 years and always discover something new.
Yeah, probably.
Because they packed a lot into it. But in a way, that's bad because whenever you see all of this new stuff.
Well, I think it's okay for people who aren't as ADD as us.
Yeah, good point.
Like, if you can stick to main quest, congratulations, you're pro.
But you just do the side quests and everything?
No, I don't even get that far. I get distracted by hunting deer.
There's no structure in it.
Yeah.
February 11th, Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy, and then several Roman numerals. I believe it's 13.
Roman numerals.
PS3, Xbox 360. I don't feel that I care about Final Fantasy anymore.
Final Fantasy 9 was the last one I really, really got into.
Yeah.
That was me.
I
loved that, by the way.
I played some Final Fantasy XII. I really like their gambit system. You could essentially set up gambits, and it's conditional statements saying, if the controller isn't touched and I am at a certain condition of my health, of my mana, of all this stuff, do something. So you could essentially put your controller down, and it would know how you want it to play, and you can make a sandwich. And you could walk back, and there's a good chance you would not be dead.
That's good.
Would sort of play itself. I like that because sometimes in battles, I don't care. If I know my character is OP enough, I don't want to make conscious thought to do something just to get out of the battle. I don't want to run away because I feel like, you know, XP is XP. So I would just put it down and I'd go away and it'd come back and, you know, I'd hear dun 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 and I'd win. That's great. But
I played so good.
Final Fantasy 13, I didn't care about it. And Final Fantasy 13, Lightning Returns, probably won't care about it. But probably it's for February 11th if you care.
Again, we know there's people out there that do.
So February 21st, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for the Wii U.
This is something I would care about. Love me some Donkey Kongs.
We're going to go minor tangent because I feel the Wii U is doing terrible. The Wii U is doing...
I haven't had a reason to buy a Wii. I have a Wii U... I have a Wii. I don't see a reason to buy a Wii U yet.
The games...
I get a funky tablet.
The games that have come out on it are the Marios, and I believe there's a Zelda coming out, and there's...
Again, I know they're Zelda fans, so congratulations. Get your Wii.
Well, yeah. But it's not a new Zelda game. It's Majora's Mask or Ocarina of Time remade.
Well, ignore me then.
You know, chances are, if you really are a Zelda fan, you have the Zelda edition N64 with those cartridges.
And it's better to play on the
original.
And
the cartridges still work because they're cartridges. You know,
you just got to blow them a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's – I don't feel like the Wii U is really there yet. And I feel like – it's got to fix itself pretty soon. Otherwise, they're going to Dreamcast it. And
well, Nintendo's got to do something. Like
Nintendo's
got
money. Nintendo's got enough
money
to throw money at it and fix the situation.
I don't feel like anyone's really interested in Nintendo anymore.
No, not
Nintendo, even kids.
Nintendo's they're an innovating type of business. They innovate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
remember when the Wii came out? Like, dude, everyone was super excited.
We didn't have motion control then.
Like one of my friends got it, and we packed like 10 people in this like one person dorm out here, and hit each other in the face playing tennis all night. It was great.
It's not that Nintendo's a bad company. I just feel like they miss like with the GameCube. The GameCube.
Well, I think they're relying too much on their like legacy titles.
Yes, but I feel like name something that's developed for the Wii U or for the Wii that is not a Mario, a Star Fox, a Zelda, a Punch-Out, a Kid Icarus, or a Super Smash Brothers. Name something that's really successful that's not one of those six or seven titles.
Yeah, but also name something that like that that's also not released on everything else.
Well, that's a good point.
Like I just think that they need to probably hire some new guys, some fresh blood get in there. Or girls.
We're not gender specific.
Developers and artists, and get them in there and just be like, hey, come up with your own character and world and story.
I feel that would work. Nintendo is a...
That's my opinion. That's what I think Nintendo needs to do.
Nintendo is a very Japanese company.
Country.
They're a very Japanese country.
Nintendo, subsidiary of Japan.
I feel like they need to stop stop relying on the fanboyisms and the...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The legacy titles. I think legacy titles will always be there.
Well, yeah, they'll be there, but I think they're leaning too hard on them.
Absolutely.
Now, I would love to see, like I said, new characters and new worlds made. You know, there's artists out there with ideas. I guarantee it.
I want to say it, but I don't really think that I believe it. I would be okay if Nintendo released a console and then didn't release a Mario game for it.
I'd be comfortable with that.
Because Mario, albeit the
Super
mascot,
Mario World is still my favorite.
It's been done to death.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I still like the original Super Mario World. I think it was the best rendition they've had.
Right.
Like, even when it came out on Wii with the multiplayers at the same time,
Of new technology, new color palette.
They did.
And N64 made use of 3D.
I hated that one.
But it still made use of the technology.
I know.
Wii made use of the motion controls. GameCube made use of, I guess, more or less the new technology, disc-based media and things like that. But then what has the Wii U done? I don't think the Wii U's done anything.
They have a tablet. Do they not do something with a tablet?
I think they've done a little bit, but I mean, it's like...
You're talking about Dreamcast. Remember Dreamcast had the little screen. That was actually cool.
The Dreamcast just had so many problems with it. The Dreamcast, you know, peace, Dreamcast.
You want to know the problem with the Dreamcast? Wrong time. They should have released sooner.
They should have released sooner, and they should have had DVD support. If they'd had DVD support, it would have given PlayStation 2 a run for its money.
Well, that's what happened. PlayStation 2 got announced, and was like, well, we'll just wait on this.
Yep. Even though it didn't have an integrated modem, it didn't have keyboard.
By the way, you could run Windows 98 on the Dreamcast.
Windows CE. You could do Windows CE.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because you could run it like Quake and Doom. You could run those discs on it, and it would boot up straight.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you could hack it into, I think...
You could do some crazy. Let's put it this way. The Dreamcast was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have one. I love it.
I have a black one.
It's in 480p. Those are worth some money. Mm-hmm. It was in 480p if you got the RGB. I actually opened mine up and soldered and made a circuit. Like, it's the rattiest looking circuit ever. But it allows you to hook a regular RGB monitor up to it and get 480p out of this, you know, pre-2000 console, which is really awesome.
That is pretty cool.
And because it used digital out, you could scale it to the size of a billboard, and it's still good resolution. Anyway, that's totally off topic. The Wii U is failing. I feel that it needs to have some way to come back.
Well, I'll give my opinion on what I think they need to do.
Donkey Kong Country may be able to do it, but there are a few
others. Again, that's a legacy title. I'd like Donkey Kong to come out, though. I like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, there are, and it's unscheduled as of yet, but Bayonetta 2 is actually coming out for Wii U. So, and it's a hack and slash. Maybe it does some stuff. Maybe it doesn't. We got Tales of Symphonia Chronicles. It's a re-release for PS3 on the 25th of February. We got South Park, The Stick of Truth on March 4th. It's finally supposedly coming out. I know I think THQ was doing some development on it, and when THQ died, it was like bartered out.
I remember reading that email too that they sent out to everyone. That was so sad.
Yeah, it was like, sorry.
I had a little tear, I'll be honest.
THQ was a good company.
It was,
I feel.
And like that final email, just like, man.
Yeah. Stick of Truth is Windows, PS3, and Xbox 360. Dark Souls 2 and Titanfall. Titanfall, of course, for Xbox One, Xbox 360, and Windows.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
That's why you know,
it is releasing on 360?
Yeah, and Windows. Per the Wikipedia article.
Then why should I buy an Xbox One?
I don't know. It's for Windows.
I almost did. Y'all remember that?
It's for Windows.
Yeah.
That's March 11th if you're interested.
So yeah, I'll just get that on PC.
March 18th is a pretty big day. Honestly, that year or that week in March is a pretty big week because the 11th you have Dark Souls 2 and Titanfall. Titanfall has been talked about a lot ever since E3 this past year.
It looks so awesome.
The 18th has Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X 2 as an HD remaster for the PS3 and the PS Vita, and those are big games from PS2. But then possibly one of the bigger games of 2014 is Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. This is one of the Dreamcast VMU. This is one of the big games that you should look out for. Titanfall is one of them, and this is another one of them. I imagine it's going to be really big. And then the couple days after that, 3 days after that, on March 21st, Infamous Second Son, which is going to be hopefully, you know, it's been promised to be shattering, but that's coming out for PS4. It's a PS4 exclusive. It's looking really, really awesome. Hopefully by then I have beaten Infamous 1 and Infamous, I guess Infamous 2. Now we're getting a little later in the year, but Q2. We got April. April 4th is Elder Scrolls Online. And that's coming out for Windows and Mac platforms.
Still, I want to see it come out.
I'm up in the air. I'm totally up in the air. I don't think I'll never pay for it.
I'm in the air about it.
I'll never pay for it, I think, but I will definitely try like a 30-day trial. I don't know when they're going to start doing betas. I imagine they've already been doing betas, like closed betas or closed alphas. But they need to get this thing. They need to get this thing tested. Like April. April's right around the corner. April is literally four months away. They need to be doing some stress testing on all their hardware.
Being in QA, I want to say test your stuff early.
It's
going to have problems.
It's going to have problems.
You think you're the best programmer in the world? You are.
Likewise,
still need to test that code.
Likewise, in April, Final Fantasy XIV Realm Reborn for PS4. Again, I don't know why they're releasing these MMOs on consoles.
I don't know. When did a console become an MMO machine? It's just not the best platform.
I don't think that that's what's happening. I think consoles are becoming more like PCs. And since
they're more synonymous now.
Right.
I mean, you're worried about hard drive space on your console. Come on. It's basically a computer.
Yeah.
It's a stripped down computer at this point.
I'm not interested in Final Fantasy's MMOs. I feel Final Fantasy should dedicate their resources into one or two things. Single player games that are cinematic and amazing, or two, cinema. They should just make movies or films. I liked, you know, a lot of people hated Final Fantasy Spirits Within. I actually liked it. I did like that movie. People wanted it to be Final Fantasy VII, the movie. It wasn't. Get over yourself. I'm sorry. Spirits Within was actually really good. June, we'll see a to-be-announced release of Elder Scrolls Online for PS4 and Xbox One. So if you have an Xbox One or a PS4... don't buy Elder Scrolls Online. Well, I guess you won't because it's not being released. No, I've looked at my notes. It's not being released for the PS3 or the Xbox 360 just as well. And then in Q3, September 9th, Destiny for PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
That one's one to look forward to.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's just not a reskinned Halo. I really hope it's not.
It doesn't look like it.
I hope it's a combination of Halo and Mass Effect and, you know, like good things from Halo, good things from Mass Effect, good things from Battlefield, good things from like, you know, Link Between Worlds. I'm hoping like there's a huge consistent or persistent RPG element to it.
Yeah.
And that they don't have to, they can let the engine update itself, not release updates, just let the world update and you get that update.
That would be nice.
We still have unreleased or unscheduled releases though. It's a few big games. I'm gonna run through them. Borderlands 2 for the PS Vita, Carmageddon Reincarnation.
Well, I just wanted that thinking. PS2 or Borderlands 2 for a handheld console.
Yeah,
man, and technology.
It's looking pretty good. They showed
a
little
cell shading.
They showed a video.
Lot.
It's looking really good. And if they can somehow cross link your save files. And all of everything with Steam's version.
I'm sure.
But
it's a possibility.
Okay. Technical possibility and actuality are never the same thing.
Never.
I want it to be an actuality. I don't want it to be technically possible.
You don't want it to be vaporware?
I want it to happen. I don't want it to not happen. Carmageddon Reincarnation. This was a Kickstarter. I Kickstarted this way back in the day. It's coming out for Windows, Mac, Linux, PS3, and Xbox One. And if you haven't played Carmageddon, you should go on goodoldgames.com, GOG.com, download and play that game. It is awesome. You can get it on your like iOS and Android devices now. Like you could play it on those, so it's really cool. We've got Halo coming out for Xbox One, Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number. We were talking about Hotline Miami earlier. The sequel to that is coming out sometime in 2014.
Man, that's
can't
one to
wait.
Watch.
It's going to be awesome.
Hotline Miami, play that.
Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix. If you like Kingdom Hearts, you need to get this. It's the next three games in the series. Technically, it's two games in the cinematic.
There's a lot of remixes coming out.
Yeah.
HD upping.
But you know what? I would prefer a remix to really good titles that I have, and I'll buy it again, I think. I think I would. Than to make
you buy the Beatles album every year, don't you?
I'm not particularly a Beatles fan, but I get your point. I think I would. I will buy the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection if that means that I can play it on my most up-to-date system and still, you know, I would really like to.
I will say, you don't have an Apple IIe in your closet either.
No.
Like some people at this table.
Mario Golf World Tour, that's for the 3DS, Mario titles. Mario Kart 8, again, for Mario Kart for the Wii U.
I have it on my DS now.
Yeah, or Super Nintendo, you know, it's.
Well, I mean, I will say, like, my problem with it, like, Mario Kart for the Wii came out, and there was only a few levels. That was my biggest issue. I don't know why it just had every previous level that existed. Why did I only get a couple? So that was my biggest issue with that.
Yeah, I feel that Mario Kart, you know, it's been done to death. There's no innovation in it anymore.
Well, I mean,
Double Dash was pretty cool because you got two people.
They should switch the model. Instead of releasing a new Mario Kart, just release more levels, a map pack.
Yeah.
That you can just download.
No. You see, you're not thinking like a corporation. That would mean you keep your existing hardware and you don't upgrade.
There's no reason.
No, but there is. But there is. The hardware you need to buy. Something that I am looking forward to unanimously. All of the MGs are looking forward to this. Star Citizen is coming out in Q4 for Windows. This game, wow. I think there's actually a dogfighting update that I need to go download right now. I've kind of taken some time off of that to go test out the ship combat. But, oh, man, if you don't know what Star Citizen is, go look at some Star Citizen.
It's pretty amazing.
There will be a link in the on the show notes. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, I believe it sums up or it finishes off the Witcher saga. The Witcher saga, the trilogy, is made by CD Projekt, and I believe they're foreign because they spell it with a K. and they're also all foreign, so that's why I imagine they're foreign. But CD Projekt, they do some amazing cinematic gameplay. It's the type of games that it's like very much like Crysis. If you can run this on decent settings, you've got a bad machine. You've got a really awesome, crazy, cool machine.
Like mine.
And The Witcher 1 and 2 are available on Steam at discounted prices right now. If you haven't played it, play it. They're very, very good. There's some gratuitous nudity. And, you know, if there's one
spoilers,
thing.
Spoilers, Matt. Jeez.
Well, I mean, I think that's always been the thing in video games. You know when a video game's really controversial because there's nudity. Or there's like Manhunt 2 where there's like.
It's not like cinema's been doing this for years.
Well, Just finish off the unreleased games or the games that are coming out. Watch Dogs coming out in the spring, sometime in the spring, for Windows, PS3, PS4, Wii U, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
And a toaster near you.
Again, this is open world, so Bear will never finish it.
Nope.
But you can hack things and do stuff. So this is another one of those games.
This is the one where they have the counterpart for iOS devices and Android. I think maybe Android also. I like that element of the next gen because it's just cool.
I like the idea of second screen. I just hooked my I have for Beyond Two Souls, I have the app for that allows you to pretty much play the game on your PS3 on your phone.
Well, I actually like the way they're doing this one, though, because the app on the iPhone or whatever device you're using is a little bit different from the game. You can affect things in the game and mess with players who are actually playing. Like, there's a single-player game, but you can do things to affect the environment.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's cool.
I'm looking forward to 2014. I would certainly like to see more wearable computing happen.
Yeah, that's the big thing coming out.
Wearable computing, Google Glass.
I'm wearing my Fitbit right now, people. I'm a cyborg.
I want to get things to a certain point where you can't live without things. Like you feel, you always grab your cell phone, you always grab your wallet, and sometimes you grab your keys. Because sometimes it's all built into one. I want to see something other than those three devices that you grab because it makes your life more complete.
I have it for you, Matt.
What is that?
It is the Meta.
The Meta.
3D glasses.
I see. That'd be awesome. I just get rid of glasses, but I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
What it is fully augmented reality. Like, basically, think you're Tony Stark.
Okay.
That's what you get, and they're aviators, so they're sexy.
Awesome. Awesome.
I guess. I'm a nerd. I don't know. But yeah, they're coming out for $3,000.
Do they have polarizing lenses?
They can accept any lenses.
Oh wow!
Well, they can accept prescription lenses.
That's
so
pretty cool.
If you're like me and you can't see, you can get your prescription lenses.
Because the problem I have with current technology is current LCD or LED screens.
I don't know if you can polarize.
When I put polarizing glasses on, I look at my Pebble watch and it's like a weird like stuff on it that it's just how the screens are made. That's the big thing I want to see.
The Meta glasses is what you're waiting on. You just don't know it yet.
We'll go ahead and we'll put a little link in the show notes. I want to see the not the Ouya. Huh.
The Ouya too.
No. I want to see the
More Ya.
No, what's the big
the Oculus Rift?
The Oculus Rift. I can't think of the name. I said Ouya and I completely got off track. The Oculus Rift, that's what I want to be available, and I want it to be in 1080p.
As a consumer product.
And I want it to be the type of breakout that you release and there's not much for it. But
I think we're overdue for virtual reality. I'm going to say that. I remember as a kid going to Disney World. We were promised virtual reality in like 2000.
Yeah.
We are 13 years behind schedule. 14 years behind schedule.
14 years and
we
20
deserve
hours.
Virtual reality.
I want it to be a breakout that it doesn't require hardware upgrades. I want them to get the hardware as right as can be, and then when they release it, all they have to do is update the software. That's what I want.
Well, I mean, that's this ideal land. Yes.
Right. I don't want to get 18 versions of this Oculus Rift. They're all slightly different and slightly better than the one before it. I hate how that seems to be how a ton of things are going.
Well, you have to release new hardware every year, Matt.
No, you don't.
Every year.
You don't have to do that with hardware, and you don't have to do that with software. You don't have to do that with games.
You have to make it right the first time.
I would prefer you release...
I 100% agree.
Half-Life 2, or Half-Life series. They've released less than 5 games, and I'm not counting Blue Shift or Opposing Force.
One of the best series ever.
I'm counting Half-Life 1 as being Half-Life 1, Opposing Force, and Blue Shift. That's Half-Life 1.
I wish they'd do that to Half-Life 2, by the way.
I wish they would as well.
Oh, man, I want to play Barney. So
Half-Life 2, and then Episode 1, 2, and 3. That's 5 games right there. They haven't released more than that.
Nope.
And it's one of the best series ever. And they didn't do it every other year. It's Valve. They did
it's
it like
done when it's finished.
Every like 5 or 6 years they would release something. For a while they were a pretty good run. Anyway, we're out of time. That's what I'd like to see in 2014.
Oh, man. I would actually really quick, I want y'all to think about this. I want to see your answer on the Facebook. You're the final boss in a game. What is your pre-battle quote, your battle location, and your battle music?
We're going to go ahead and we're going to throw that question up on Facebook.
We will.
And the best ones, you might get some free games.
You might.
If you want them.
Wink, wink.
You go ahead and answer that. Check facebook.com/experiencepoints or check
exppoints.com.
Yeah, two P's.
We've got there.
We'll post it up there. Again, check exppoints.com for all the reviews, for all of the audio, for all
everything.
Of it, for all of the experience
more Red Baron MG. That's what you get.
You
more
Vigi
check
games, that website.
More geek culture. Get in there.
And remember, check again next Wednesday on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
We'll be back. Or
KSLU.org.
Or, yeah, if you're out of range.
Every Wednesday.
Just like the internet.
Every Wednesday, 9 to 10, we're back on. Unless we're not. If we're not, call someone.
Call someone and demand.
We should be on.
Us to be on.
Again, I'm going to post this picture because Red Bear got me this awesome Christmas present. It's really good.
Just a year late.
It's really good. He got this awesome Christmas present of Mega Man doing – and this is Mega Man X too – doing this awesome blast from the Buster Cannon. This is going up in my office. In fact, it might go right above my computer so I can look at it and think of him fondly. But no, there's going to be a picture of this.
I feel odd now.
It is fantastic. But this is all for us. First episode of season 5.
I think we did good.
Welcome to season 5, everyone.
Welcome to it.
2014.
We're here.
Going to be a good year.
Yeah.
We are going to be changing the format of experience points ever so slightly to appease you. But if you have any suggestions about how experience points should flesh out or whatever, go to facebook.com/experiencepoints and leave us a comment and, you know, or comment on one of our existing posts. Tell us what you want. Until then, I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And this has been Experience Points. We're going to leave you with Save World, Get Girl by iFi Dragons and Silent Running / Breaking Out by the Proto Men. Again, this is off of their like individual release. It's real hard to find this. They did a limited release cassette release for Silent Running, Break It Out. But you're hearing it here exclusively on 90.9 FM KSLU. Experience Points.